How to turn your husband into a cuckold. In my last episode, I explained how easy it was to pick up a new lover when shopping in common places like a grocery store. Now, if you're feeling a little frisky, you can pick up a man in places that are a little more controversial. For example, go to a busy bookstore with your cucky and look around at the dildos. Make sure cucky walks in either before or after you so the two of you do not look like you're together. Whenever I go to an adult bookstore by myself, every male has eyes on me. It's a little creepy sometimes, but always fun. I do this with my sad little sissy husband, and he watches all the men looking at me. I enjoy when men look at me thinking constantly of what he could do with me. It tends to excite me. Your little cucky husband will feel even smaller watching you handling the larger size dildos and smiling. Go up to a cute male salesperson and ask what is their best-selling dildo. Make sure you smile brightly at the clerk if he's attractive. Even if he's not that great, just the fact that you're flirting with him will make your beta male hubby jealous. Ask the salesperson questions like, how long has he worked there, and if he enjoys his job. Maintain eye contact and smile often. Finally, ask him if he's interested in having coffee sometime. When hunting for a new lover, it's perfectly fine to do the asking. Women can and should ask men out. Presto, you now have a date. The hard part, so to speak, is over. See how easy it was to get your husband to be a cuckold? Hugs and kisses. This is Demon Mistress Simone. And you can find this and other fun posts at cuckoldbootcamp.com. My blog is kinkyphonemistress.com. And you can call 1-800-601-7259. I look forward to talking about your cucky cuckold fantasies. Or doing a role play where you play one. Hugs and kisses. Love you, boys. I'll be teasing you soon.